Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
As Sean Alexander joins us, Stand Together Foundation and Cafe Momentum. The floor is yours right out of the gate, because I know what happens. When we talk, eventually the music's going to come on up. They're going to be like, get them off the stage or take care of what you got to take care of first.
Yeah, so of course I'm here to tell the great news of what's happening with Stand Together Foundation and Cafe Momentum. Stand Together Foundation is about 800 of some of the most successful businessmen and women and philanthropic leaders in the country. They've put their money together and their think tanks and business people together to help some of the greatest foundations do some great things. And we call it tackling some of the country's biggest issues. And one of them is juvenile justice system. And Cafe Momentum is basically a restaurant that takes kids that are juveniles that are in the instead of them going to juvie, they're actually making them come and volunteer and actually a paid internship at their restaurant. And we started in Dallas, and we've seen kids go from, you know, I think recidivism is at 45% in our country. And with the Cafe Momentums, it's at 11%. And I told Chad, I said, Chad, we could put one of these in every NFL city. And so these kids are going through a year internship, and we're seeing the as I call it, the social work psychologists. We call them the aunties, the uncles, the big brothers that they need in their lives. And we're just seeing these kids succeed. They're actually gaining true identity and learning who they really could be. And they're not going back to prison at the rate that it is. And so now we have one in Nashville, one in Pittsburgh. We're about to open Denver. We're about to open Atlanta. We've got the ground set for Houston, Miami, and Tampa, and it's just exciting.
Sean Alexander here with us. I know we talked throughout the year. How many kids do you have now, by the way?
We just had, in July, number 13.
13?
Yeah, 10 girls, 3 boys. It's pretty exciting to be around the house.
So the youngest is a newborn. How old is the oldest child?
Yeah, our youngest is Judea. Judea is now 7 months.
Wow, and mm-hmm. The oldest is...
Heaven is our oldest, and she is a sophomore at Liberty. She is 20 years old.
Wow, that's 13 children.
Yep.
Thanksgivings must be fun in your household.
It is so live every single day. And watching my second oldest, Trinity, she actually runs track at Liberty now,
oh,
so
wow.
She's a freshman. And then Eden, who we love to brag about, she's a junior in high school, but she was a high school All-American in track.
Oh.
Them girls got wills, and then the boys come. So it's three
I
girls
where they
first.
Got it
yeah,
from.
Yeah. Their mama. They got it from their mom. You know, I know she's fast. She'll be forever to catch her. You know?
Talking to Sean Alexander right now. So it's weird. Every time I see you, and you know I love talking to you, I'm pissed though.
Yeah.
Because I look around, and I've been saying this now for the last 2 years. You should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame every year. The stinking results come out. There's not even a mention of you. You didn't play long enough. But you had 100 career touchdowns, you won an MVP, and you played in a damn Super Bowl. What is there to say anymore at this point? Because it honestly annoys me that you don't even get a sniff.
It's wild because the whole idea of not playing enough actually should validate that I should get in. Huh?
Yeah.
So, you know, I just kind of watch everything. I try not to make it too big of a thing. But, you know, I just came from Mobile, Alabama, where they had the Senior Bowl, 70th anniversary, the all-time team. And the running backs are Curtis Martin, LaDainian, Thurman Thomas, and me. And we're all hanging out there, and they're all talking this and that, and they're all like, how are you not in the Hall of Fame? Like,
right?
You know, like at one time, they get in there, you have to be the best player. And they're like, shoot, you was for like 2 or 3 years. And LaDainian's like, yeah, he definitely was, you know? And you have to go out there and do something special, and I did. And I feel like some of it is kind of like how football's going today. On one end, I had a great offensive line. You know what I mean? I had Walter Jones and Steve Hutchinson on my left side, and they are Hall of Famers. And sometimes it seems like, well, anybody can rent to that. And I'm always like, yeah, but if you're the
number
one.
You could have played anywhere.
Yeah, I could have. But if you're
I'm not diminishing the offensive linemen.
No.
It's the most important thing for a running back, for a quarterback. You had great offensive linemen, but you could have gone anywhere and had a great career.
I think so. And I think that it's one of those things, like, people forget that I was the number one high school player. When they were talking about 5 stars and this, I was the number one in high school. And then I shattered all the Bama records. So when I got to the pros in Seattle, I was like, oh, okay. we're going to do it here, you know. So I was shocked when they were like giving so much credit to not to me, but I've just tried to always keep it humble. But I feel like some of it is in Seattle, our coaches made it a point to make sure that it was Mike Holmgren, the passing system, yada yada yada. And I think some of it was twofold to help it make them not have to pay me a lot as a running back, and also because Mike was a passing guy. You know, he had Joe Montana, then Steve Young, then Brett Favre in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. So when he gets to Seattle, it's like, man, the best thing for us is probably to run the ball. But that's not how you like to talk. And I feel like that's the curve that's going on with today now. Running backs are not used a lot because they're always trying to throw it. And I feel like it's because coaches get paid so much now that they feel like I got to do something to earn my pay.
And it turns into a nasty conversation, Sean Alexander, because Tiki Barber works right next to us.
Yeah.
And I see Tiki every day. We get in the office at the same time. Yep. We leave at the same time. And he was a semifinalist this year for the Hall of Fame and didn't get down to being a finalist. And I looked at him and I go, congratulations. And I go, but what about Sean Alexander? And he goes, he should be right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, nothing against Tiki, right? My producer, Mike, he worked with Tiki for 10 years. He'll make the case for Tiki.
Yeah.
I said to Tiki, I go, it's weird because I love you, Tiki, but I almost have to talk down about you to kind of prop up Sean. And that shouldn't be the case because you should both be Hall of Famers.
Right. And it gets weird when you have those conversations. And I feel like when I'm around all the other greats, like, they forget that I'm not.
Yeah,
because in their mind, I am.
Jerry Kramer, who eventually got in, the legendary Packers offensive lineman, would say the commissioner thought I was a Hall of Famer. John Hanna thought I was a Hall of Famer. That's the weird part when the guy running the league or the guys that are legendary players in the league are so surprised. And that's what it makes me mad. It makes me annoyed because no one even talks about it with you.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying this because I like you and we're friendly, but 100 touchdowns and you didn't play long enough.
Yeah, I mean, it should validate. Well, you know, one of my good friends is from Detroit, from Michigan, and I always say, he always talks about their greatest running back, and we always crack jokes because we're like, yeah, hey, that guy was amazing, but you know what's bigger than 99? 100. And so, of course, we're talking about Barry Sanders, who I like. He was like the goal. Like, okay, he had 99 touchdowns. I'm going to try to get 100. And so, like, he was the benchmark. So I would be playing games. Okay, hey, let's go. Let's crank this thing up. So me crossing over the 100 touchdown mark was like a goal set by a person that, you know, is arguably one of the best ever. You know what I mean? But if we were talking, I'd be like, hey, I scored more touchdowns than you. And for somehow that's not deemed as
Drop the mic on that one. Sean Alexander
pretty
here
cool.
with us. So were you more surprised about Pete Carroll basically getting fired from Seattle? I know that they dressed it all up. He has some advisory role. He got fired as the head coach, or Nick Saban retiring.
And on the same day, I had so many people calling and asking, was I all right? You know, because both of those guys took over their jobs when I was retiring. And so, you know, Alabama always had open doors for me, and I only know it because Coach Saban was like, hey, you come in, you have free reign to talk to the guys. These are your guys, man. Like, you come loving these guys. So walking them, dropping little nuggets, calling guys from Bama, that's how I've been, like, ever since I've retired. And then the same thing with Pete. From Pete coming in, he was like, hey, you know, Sean, this is you built this facility, you know, man, you come in anytime you want. And so I was so loved by those coaches, and they both were championship coaches, and they did it right. Both of their styles were totally different.
Yeah.
But I really loved what they both did for the programs that I played at.
You're right. It was the same that we start the show. First 2 hours was Pete Carroll. And then at 5 o'clock, Mike gets in my ear. He goes, we have breaking news. I go, what's the breaking news? And it was Nick Saban. I was like,
crazy.
Because he's a young 72, 71, however old he is. I understand NIL transfer portal. It's all different. I never even thought that was a possibility.
You know what? We were talking about, we knew that it was a possibility, some of the people down on the backside. We just didn't think he would pull the trigger. And, like, literally when he made that decision, it was literally, like, that day he decided.
Well, he was working, right, that day? And then he just said, oh, I'm it, I'm out.
I mean, they were calling some coaches that I know and talking about coming in and working for them up under him, you know.
Wow.
And then, you know, I'm over here talking to some friends of mine. They're like, yeah, I'm thinking about coming down there and taking the blah 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 position at Alabama, and I'm going to interview for it. And then he drops that, so he was working as if he was going to be back up until that moment.
That means he knew he had to, but it's tough to want to walk away from that. What's your thought on the game? Who are you leaning towards? I'm trying to find someone that's going to take the 49ers. This week, everyone's going Kansas City, at least the people we talk to here. I know people in the gambling world are going to tell me things otherwise.
Yeah, you know, I usually vote with my heart, and it never is right. And so, I've been telling people, like, Christian was a freshman at Stanford, mm-hmm. and his running back coach was Lance Taylor, who's now the head football coach at Western Michigan. He calls me up. Lance was a freshman at Bama when I was a senior. He calls me up and says, bro, we got a kid here. I was like, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, man, love for you to text me messages to him. So I've been sending him messages and talking to him since he was a freshman. So that would be hard. And then I got a relationship with a handful of the other guys, all for the 49ers. So, like, my heart wants to be like, come on, 49ers, let's go do it.
But I know what you're going to say. I can finish your sentence.
You don't want to go against that 15. Defense. You don't want to go against Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. My boys, they're 14, 12, and 8. So I only have three. So, you know, I'm 10 girls, 3 boys.
Yeah.
They're like, Pachinko, man, that dad, he's
angry
a beast.
Runner.
Yeah, they're like, he's the mad animal, dad. Don't go against him. So I just don't want to say the 49ers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I want to, but I just can't because I can't go against that. Everything says, like, man, them Chiefs are going to do it.
I think I have to run on the field on Sunday and just have a sign, Sean Alexander should get into the Hall of Fame.
Don't get tackled, man.
I don't have the moves like you
yeah.
but maybe just get this campaign off the ground and running because, once again, it's a joke.
Yeah, no, it's going to be good, man. I'm actually going to go to the game for the first time since
awesome.
The Seahawks didn't run the ball in the one. That's when
and the ref
time.
Screwed you. Yeah. Sorry. We got to run. Anyway, he is Sean Alexander.
Bless
Sean,
you, brother.
Always great to see you.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.